Today's topic is on dealing with anger. So there's quite a lot of verses I need to go through, but I try my best to make this as practical as possible, as in what the Bible says about anger, and also we have reference for the verses. But before I go on, if you attend some of the some talks, they always have a disclaimer, okay? But so, even though I deliver this message on anger, I myself is also a sinner, like everybody, okay? I'm also learning, I'm so struggling because I have two children. They're always like trying to get through my rough ages. So, I'm also learning from the Bible, even from my family, even my workplace also. I'm sure there's also anger in the workplace as well. When your things don't go as what you expected, or even sometimes you can be angry with somebody, or your colleague can be angry with you as well for something that you thought you did something correct. Even recently, I was traveling also. I went to Malaysia for traveling. A lot of things also don't happen very well sometimes. Like things break down that I cannot find. Even like along the way, I almost couldn't get a bus back from Genting back to KL. Then I need to go. But fortunately, my wife knows, Putra bus, take the Putra bus. And from there, you can get to KL. We can even be sometimes angry with ourselves also. We say, why did I do that? Etc, etc. So the list can go on. So maybe, can I show of hands who have been angry with somebody else before? Almost. Who have not been angry before? Never been angry before? Who are? I must learn from the person. Okay. So, let's see. Okay. Today I'm going to talk about why people get angry. Of course, we all know the righteous anger of God as well, but I'm not going to touch on that subject today, because God's anger is a different thing. But why are people angry? I list out 6 reasons. Number 1, why are people angry? I'm being treated unfairly. Familiar? I'm being blamed for something that's not my fault. Number 3, I or my family have not been treated with a proper respect. And number 4, that person didn't do what I wanted him to do, so I get angry. I'll give it to him. Number 5, that person isn't on my side. Either you are with me or you are against me. Number 6, that person dared to tell me I was wrong, so I'm angry. Okay. Does anyone has any more to add? Anyone to add? Why you became angry? Any more to add? I'm sure there are. This list is not exhaustive, okay? But we live in a world where there's a lot of anger going around. Just a few days ago, we see tens of thousands of protesters, angry protesters in Bangkok. So they are still demanding that Thaksin Yingluck to step down, the sister of Thaksin. And then in the world also, that this song, last time I heard, is in Les Miserables. It says, Les Miserables. This is a song of angry man. Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song of angry man. Something like this, right? In Les Miserables. Okay, then that's the cause of the French. They're singing about the French Revolution. And even now, they are also, the birds are angry as well. I don't know why. Okay. But we look at some of the sinful anger examples from the Bible today. There are many examples, but I'll just bring the attention to a few. Number 1, Cain was angry with Abel and murdered Abel. In Genesis, if you have time, you can flip to Genesis chapter 4, verse 5. I'll just read up for your benefit. Genesis 4, verse 5. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth. He was angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? And the rest of the story we know. Cain murdered Abel, and he needed to run away. That's a consequence of sin. And also, Esau and Jacob. That's in Genesis 27, verse 45. I'll just read it out. Until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send, I will fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And we know that Esau and Jacob now, and then after that became enemies. And then we also have King Ahasuerus. Okay, I have difficulty pronouncing it. Ahasuerus with Queen Vashti. This is in the book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 12. But the Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment. You know, the king wanted her to do a dance by his commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. And after that, he was separated from his wife. And that's how he called for a national contest, and he found Esther. And then Haman with Mordecai in Esther again, in the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 5. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did he reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. So it's something that he said, okay, he didn't do what I wanted to do. I want you to bow down, and he doesn't want to bow down. And he became very angry. So angry that the anger consumed him so much that he wanted to murder the entire Jewish people, you know, in the place. And then we also look at this example, the older brother and his father in the story of prodigal son, in Luke chapter 15, verse 27. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. The brother became so angry that he actually blinded him and said, oh, instead of saying my brother has came back, I should rejoice my father. But he was so angry that he said he refused to go inside to have a meal, the banquet together. And we also have this example of Peter with the people who identify him as Jesus' disciple. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 74, then became he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter was so angry that when the crowd asked him, are you Jesus' disciple? He said, no. Until the cock crew, then he remembered that Jesus says, you will deny me. And indeed, so after that, Peter actually cried. So we see that's from this example of sinful anger examples from the Bible. So, next, we want to look at what are the manifestations of anger. There are many manifestations. Number one, losing one's temper. Losing one's temper. I think as a father, there are many times we have fallen into this sin. Sometimes, okay, didn't do what I wanted them to do. So, but then, there are also many times where we have regretted what we have done. I'm sure you, from your own example, sometimes you can become so angry that you really regretted what you have done. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have. It's one manifestation of anger, losing one's temper. And number two, I call this clamming up, getting very depressed. I got this from 1 Kings chapter 21. 1 Kings chapter 21. Verse 1 to 5. You can go through this. Let's see what happened here. First Kings chapter 21, verse 1. And it came to pass after this thing that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Verse 2. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it for a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seems good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my father unto thee. Verse 4, And Ahab came unto his house heavy and displeased, because of the word that Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. And he said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he sat down upon his bed, and turned his face, and would not eat. And Jezreel his wife came to him, and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad? Why you, that thou eatest no bread? In this case, we can see Ahab, King Ahab, he was so angry that he became depressed and refused to eat. And number three, another manifestation of anger is using the silent treatment. I'm not too sure whether this example. Sometimes in the past, I heard of between husband and wife, sometimes they don't want to talk to each other. You know, stories that I heard. Even if between brother and sister also, they don't want to talk to each other. They became so angry with each other. I personally know of a family that has stopped seeing each other for years just because they are very angry with each other. They do not want to talk to each other. New Year, don't want to see each other. Say, don't even call me if there's a wedding. No, don't call me anymore. But they are family. They have become so angry, they don't want. They just want to have radio silence. And another manifestation of anger, let's look at this, is getting even. An eye for an eye. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Ye have heard that it have been said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on your right cheek, turn to him to the other also. And you can see from a later verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. This is an example of Jesus. Instead of getting even with each other, Jesus said instead the other way, bless them that curse you, love them, love your enemies, pray for them. And number five, using cutting and mocking words. Another manifestation of anger is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. I was searching through what this word. Say, Raka is actually a Syriac word. Okay, it's expressive of great contempt. It comes from a verb signifying to be empty, vain, and hence the word of contempt. And it denotes like senseless, stupid, and shallow brains. Okay, it's like angry to a point. Angry to a point. I use mocking words at the person. Daofu, it means the term is expressed more than once of wisdom. It was expressive of the highest guilt. It had been commonly used to denote those who were idolaters and also one who is guilty of great crimes. Sometimes in my workplace or in my when I encounter some people who are very, sometimes there are also some people who are very good with words. They can actually literally run you down with words without you realizing it until it sinks in later. Then you say, oh, okay, now I know this person is angry. But they just show you by using those mocking words on you. You have you met such people before? No. Okay. In Chinese, I think they use the word suan, suan you, suan until you don't even know. You know they're angry with you and they suan until you. Yeah? Why do they say such things? Okay. Okay. We also want to like to see what are the biblical instructions in dealing with anger. I have also compiled some of the verses. I hope that this will be helpful to us. Here are some of the biblical instructions in dealing with anger. So let's hear what the Bible says about dealing with anger. Number one, we are to be angry but without sinning. We can see in flip to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and verse 27. If you're there, you can read it together with me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. I remember during one of my premarital counseling, they always say, the counselor always say that it's good that you all reconcile before you sleep. Then I say, why? I said, oh, to be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So that we don't actually harbor angry thoughts with each other. And I think that really works off. If there's anything that we need to settle on, let not the... Do it before we actually sleep. The Bible did not say that we cannot get angry. We'll go into that further on, you can see. I was searching through whether can we get angry or not. But the Bible says we can be angry but don't sin. But we have to realize there's a point that we should recognize our anger. Okay? And we should not see number two. We have to stop our sinful anger. This can be found in various verses. I can just read out a few to you. First one is found in Psalms 37, verse 8. Psalms 37, verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 8. Sorry, I'm not going too fast. Okay, Colossians chapter 3 verse 8. But now ye also put off all this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. That means, in other words, things that are not supposed to say out, okay, out of your mouth. And we also can look at the other verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, 20, and 21. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, 20, and 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So we have to recognize our anger and put it away. We also, and number three, in case our children are writing down, we are to consider the effects and consequences of our anger. We are to consider the effects and consequences of anger. There's this verse in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 4. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? And we also look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Looking diligently lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. And we also can look at James chapter 1 verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Allow me to tell you a story which I have seen before, but I couldn't verify how true it is. This talk about the consequences of anger, of a father's anger. It says that while a man was polishing his new car, his four-year-old son picked up a stone and scratched lines on the side of the car. In anger, the man took the child's hand and hit it many times. He was so angry that he did not realize he was using a wrench. At the hospital, the child lost all his fingers due to multiple fractures. When the child saw his father, and with painful eyes he asked, "Dad, when will my fingers grow back?" The man was so hurt and speechless, he went back to his car and kicked it aloud. Devastated by his own action, sitting in front of his car, he looked at the scratches. Then he realized what the child did. The child wrote, "I love you, Dad." When I read this story, I was very convicted in my heart. Because sometimes I did spank my children, and I did really raise my voice to them. And so after reading this story, I felt this is the consequences of unchecked anger when you didn't really control it. So we also need to recognize there's a consequence of uncontrolled anger. We have to check ourselves. And what's the solution? Next thing is, we are to be slow to anger. My family read Proverbs a lot when they are younger. So we just come to this verse, and then it always convicts my heart. Okay, there's quite a lot of verses that talk about we are to be slow to anger. Proverbs 14:29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. So if you want to be wise, right, be slow to anger. You do not want to be foolish. Proverbs 15:18. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow of anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. And in a famous chapter in First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. And in Titus chapter 1 verse 7, for bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry. Okay? So, we can be angry, but not soon angry. Not given to wine, not striker, not given a filthy lucre. A bishop basically means a pastor, but it also applies to us as Christians as well. In James chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Swift to hear, that means fast to listen, but slow to speak, slow to wrath. The Bible has commanded us to be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. There are many times in my working career, a lot of people try to jump into conclusion just by a simple thing. Like, how come I saw this picture and I say, he must have done something wrong. He must have jumped the gun. He must have done something without my permission. But after so many years, I always tell them, wait, let them explain themselves first. Let them explain themselves first. Maybe there's a reason why. And many times I'm right. After the explanation, they say, no. So, for example, let's say if a judge is so angry, can he hold a court session? He's so angry with the defendant. Can he hold a court session? Obviously, no. A judge can't do that because a judge should be impartial. Another command from the Bible, it says that we are to pass over some transgression. In Proverbs 19, verse 11, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. In Chinese, we say, 大事化小, 小事化无. Sorry for the Filipino. I need to translate. Big matters, we try to make a big matter smaller. And may try to make a smaller matter disappear. No, even smaller. And in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Even Jesus, when he was crucified on the cross, he still asked his Father to forgive them, for they know what they do. I think the Bible has been very clear. If you go to a person, even the Bible counsel is, go to, if a person has sinned against you, get another brother, go along with you. Go personally, go to brother. Even God also instituted the government. So if it's really a major sin, the government will take over and say, this is an authority. If it's a murder, if it's a murder, that's why God instituted the authorities over us. Okay, where are we? Okay, how are we going to deal with other people's anger? This is some very practical verses from the Bible on how we are to deal with other people's anger. Proverbs 15 verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And now Proverbs chapter 29 verse 8, scornful men bring a city to snare, but wise men turn it away wrath. And the third way that we can see from the Bible is in Proverbs 21 verse 14, a gift in secret pacifies anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. I can't imagine how to argue with a person who is speaking softly to you. I met a doctor who is very, very soft-spoken. His mannerism is very, very gentle. Even when he's angry, right? He's angry, he still speaks very softly. I don't know whether he's angry or he's gentle. And I can't even argue with him. So, the Bible actually offers some very practical aspect of how we're going to deal with other people's anger. And also, we also learn we are also not to provoke anger in others. We are not to provoke anger in others. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Sorry. Admonition of the Lord. Tongue twisted. Okay, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So we also learn not to provoke anger in other people, especially for fathers and our children. And also, sometimes realize that things or people that cause our anger are sometimes tests from the Lord. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And the next point I have is avoid personal revenge. Vengeance belongs to God. We can read from Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Because vengeance belongs to God. And last week, we also learned about the fruit of the Spirit. We also learned from Brother Desmond on Sunday. He asking, what is the fruit of the Spirit? So we also need to learn to apply Galatians 5, verse 22. Apply Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Example, we can see Paul even in prison. And there's this story about Richard Wurmbrand, which I think many years ago along the way back from church camp. He was a Romanian Christian minister of Jewish descendant, and then he was a youth during a time of anti-Semitic activity in Romania. Then after that, he became a believer in Jesus Christ. And he actually publicly says that communism and Christianity were not compatible. So because of his belief, he was imprisoned, he was tortured. I remember in the video, he went through a lot, even separated from his family. But he even prayed for his captors. So in the end, I think, if I remember some of his captors, I think probably one of the captors asked him, why did you pray for me, even though I did so many terrible things on you? And I think it's also fit to know that we sometimes fail as well. So I added the last point. And lastly, if we sin, ask God for forgiveness. Because in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your fault one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. These are verses that sometimes encourage me, even though when I sin, and fall into the sin of anger, and I confess immediately, I recognize it, I confess, God, please forgive me for my sin.